This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For you to discover the islands, river islands in Lathrop, Brian Baldy will join us here on the Morning Girls, Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. And Baldy, we'll bring you into the conversation right now. We're talking about fans because a Giants player, Elliot Ramos, left fielder, got some Giants fans. Their feathers ruffled, I will say, because he went at them defending his manager. There's a lot to be made about Bob Melvin, you know, whether or not, you know, Giants fans need to move off of him now. There's a lot of heat coming down on him, and basically said, you know, fans are going to be fans. There's nothing we could do about it, but outside people don't know anything. I'm not asking you a question about that in particular, but Shasky brought up a good point. I want to ask you, because you do all these breakdowns, Baldy, and you have either parents of players, players themselves, coaches, executives. I'm sure not everyone's happy with your breakdowns. Do people go out of their way, Baldy, either privately through a DM, they walk up to you and voice some of their frustrations with you when you critique them and it's not exactly favorable?
Okay. All right. Well, good morning to you guys. It's good to see you. It's a good question, Joe. So here's the thing. Nobody does it to my face. Nobody. All right. Which is interesting. Like, but they'll do it online. Now, most people's social media is negative. They come at you guys for opinions, whatever. I would say 90% of mine is very positive. But there's 10% out there, and sometimes you delete it, especially if they're just like vulgar. Like you come after me with vulgarity. Like I'm a kid channel. Like I'm G-rated. I want 10-year-old kids watching my videos with their dads. You come after me with vulgarity, I don't care what it's about. Like I might just cancel you right there. But sometimes I'll take the heat and I'll respond. If I'm wrong about something, I usually admit it. If I was short-sighted on a player or a coach, I will readily admit it, because I don't pretend to ever know all of it. I just go by what I see. So to answer your question, Joe, I get some of the heat that, you know, what you're talking about right there. And it comes with the territory. So I'm okay with it.
Going back to your playing days, was there ever any, you know, time you or a teammate had to deal with fan frustration? And I'll give you a second here. Like, I remember John Brody, the story famously goes that he was at Kezar and they were throwing beer bottles at him. You know, this is what they used to do from Kezar. Yes. And he turned around and he flipped off the entire crowd and they gave him a standing ovation. And that was the moment he became the Niner quarterback. So is there anything like that that you ever had to endure, or a teammate?
Well, I remember going out to Candlestick when I was with, I might have been with the Cowboys, but we were playing a Monday night game you know, and when, you know, at the stick, you know, there was no underground drop off to the, no. like a lot of these stadiums. They just dropped you off right in the crowd. So two things. One, I was a young player and, you know, they got Fred Dean. They got animals on the other side of the ball. Right. It's like you got to come with your game face on. But I remember, I was kind of a favorite of the veterans, especially the defensive line. So I remember we're on a bus going to the stick and I'm getting up ready to get off the bus. And I get pulled back by like Randy White. He pulls me back to my seat and I'm like, what's up? He goes, let somebody else take the shots. Like, they'll get rid of all the bottles that you're talking about first. We don't need you to get hit, Baldy. And then when I came out of the locker room onto the field to warm up, somebody threw a hot dog with mustard at me. And I remember just seeing mustard on my clean uniform going, oh, that's the way it's going to be today. So anyways, yes, I have had experience like that. And that stuff, that still happens when the buses pull into Lincoln Financial Field. You know, they're still ready to throw their eggs and, you know, welcome you to, you know, to South Philadelphia. That stuff still happens today.
I'm well aware. I went through that at the NFC Championship game. Well, let's get into that. I know. It's next time I go, you and me are going. You're going to be my escort. But Baldy, I'm watching this Niner game. And look, the preseason, do I think week five, like it really truly matters whether Pearsall and Purdy look good back in week two of the preseason? Probably not. But I'm just a big believer in like when I finish a gym session, I want to hit a bucket. When I'm at the range, I want to flush an iron. I want to hit a line drive in baseball when I end my session. So to see Purdy go out there and look good and have a little connection. And the play for me with him and Ricky Pearsall was where Pearsall sat down when Purdy was scrambling and he stopped, turned, boom, and he threw a nice little throw to him. I was encouraged with what I saw. Does it mean anything though, Baldy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, it does. It does mean something. There is a connection there. They had a couple of completions there, you know, when Brock was out there. They need Ricky Pearsall to be a number one or as close to a one as you can get. I mean, he came out. Like, there was three guys that basically came out of similar type. Ladd McConkey, right, when he came out. Pearsall coming out of Florida. Roman Wilson coming out. Like, these guys were route runners. They were tough. They could play outside. They could play inside. They showed versatility. And the only guy that we really saw last year play, was McConkey. And he was awesome. They need Pearsall to get close to being like a Ladd McConkey. Their problem right now is they don't really have anybody opposite McConkey with the Chargers. They're trying to find somebody that can balance it up a little bit, take some coverage away. But they need Pearsall to be good. I mean, they trade away Debo. We know what, you know, we know the injury history of some guys right there. So they need, they drafted him in the first round for a reason, to be eventually, because they knew the quarterback contract was coming and they knew they weren't going to be able to pay everybody. And there's going to be a release of a lot of good players and guys that won a lot of games there. So when you draft somebody in the first round like that, like, he's got a hit. And so that's where they're at right now.
Talking with Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, our Odyssey and 95.7 The Game NFL Insider, courtesy of River Islands. And Baldy, do you think Pearsall could handle a number one receiver type workload this season? We saw Juwan Jennings do it, and we'll wait and see what's going on with Juwan, the calf, the hold in, hold out, whatever the hell you want to call it. But do you think that Ricky could handle that this season, given some of the injury history in his past?
Well, I mean, the injury history is tied to, you know, an unfortunate situation, you know, last year. You know, I mean, nobody can predict what happened to him. But yeah, so I mean, that was just an injured year. I mean, it's just bizarre. But, you know, I've only talked to him once or twice. I don't pretend to know him like I know some of the other guys on that team. But I would think that John Lynch is pretty thorough in his evaluation of these guys and what, you know, the whole interviewing process. And you're going back and you know, being pretty comfortable with taking him at the bottom of the first round. And so I would think that he has that mindset that I'm going to dominate, that I want to, you know, you give me your number one corner, I'm going to go beat him. I would think that's the mindset you want every receiver. Certainly Debo had it. Certainly other guys have had it. But I would think he's built for it because that's how they drafted him, to be that guy.
Baldy, I don't know how in-depth you were watching the last couple of games, but this kid, Marquis Siegel, looks like a player at free safety. We've been looking for a free safety maybe since Deshaun Golson or Eric Reed. I mean, we're talking over a decade ago. I think he looks outstanding. Nick Martin, I thought, flashed big time. Tatum Bethune. Who are the guys, the young guys on defense that maybe have stood out to you? I thought Alfred Collins didn't look good at all. I have big question marks on him. Just the young guys on defense for the Niners. Anybody popping for you?
Well, a couple of those guys you just mentioned. You know, like, we know that Mustafa is going to be good. We know that he's, you know, he's set to play. You know, you can play Jair Brown, but if you can upgrade the position, you're going to end up playing three safeties as it is. So we'll see what Tate can do. They're going to get tested. Like they play Seattle week one, right? And anybody that would just watch Seattle play, they just ran for 268 yards. Graves Abel, like, that guy looks like the real deal, all right? I mean, he looks like he's ready to just move big bodies, and they look comfortable with him. Like, they look good. It's preseason, I get it. But they just pounded. And that's what they want to do. So they've got to, like you mentioned, Alfred Collins. Like, we haven't seen Mikel. But we got to – that defense line, if they aren't stout at the point, I don't care who's playing free safety. Because if the ball carrier is getting the free safety, he's making big tackles, that's a problem. So I'm worried about the front right now. And I'm looking for guys that can play in the front. And so right now, that's the reason why they drafted three guys up there and they rebuilt their defensive line. They've got to be much better than they ever were at any point last year.
Another concerning thing, Baldy, when it comes to depth on this team, and really it's everywhere, quite frankly, but the running back depth right now behind Christian McCaffrey is very concerning. And all of that is wrapped into Christian McCaffrey himself and being a big question mark with his health coming off the season that he had. We don't know what to expect from the wear and tear this season from him. I say all that to say there's a guy that didn't play yesterday on Monday Night Football that is being talked about and getting traded potentially. One, Brian Robinson Jr., out of Washington. Should the Niners be interested potentially in trading for a guy like that just to have some depth behind him, or do you feel like that would be kind of overkill?
No, I don't think it's overkill. I don't think it's – I mean, they've got to – look, the injury problem at that position, I just watched Jordan Mason. He looks good. And all the guys that came through San Francisco, like, why would you let that guy go? You know, he might end up – like, Aaron Jones is a great player. He's just a great player. He came out of the same draft as Christian McCaffrey. But he's still rolling. But they're going to run two backs because you can't run Showtime, you know, into the ground. So Jordan Mason looks good to me. Like, I still can't believe he's gone. But, you know, some of these guys that they've drafted here in San Francisco, like they're in other teams, they're going to be good. But I'd be looking for depth at that position. I don't honestly, nobody knows what McCaffrey's going to be until he gets out there. And we start getting the game and he gets his 18 or 20 carries. And does he do what he has done, you know, since they traded for him from Carolina? Can he get back to that? We don't know. And so I would have a good insurance policy right there. I know guys are banged up right now and it's been a real problem for them at that position. So I don't think that they can stock that position deep enough right now.
You know, we played Pete Carroll last week with the Raiders, and we were doing some exercises on just comparing and contrasting Pete to Kyle and Pete around the league. And we got Jim Harbaugh this week. And look, I'm just a Jim Harbaugh lover. You know, he's kind of like one of the guys who got away from me, from my fandom, if you will. Like, I felt like I have unfinished business with Jim, you know, because of the way it went down at the end. And he's a great coach, and Kyle's a great coach. But if I was asking you, Brian Baldinger, we're starting from scratch, all right? Who would you hire as your head coach, Kyle or Jim Harbaugh?
Well, I would take Harbaugh. Like, just because, like, wherever he goes, the toughness that he instills in his team, for him to take a Brandon Staley team that was as soft as tissue paper, right, and turn it around in 1 year and get Deion Henley on the field. Like, why he wasn't on the field his rookie year. Like, that guy, nobody's Fred Warner in his business, basically, but he was their Fred Warner on that team last year. Just instilling confidence in his quarterback, belief in his team. Like, the way that he talks, is to see Derwin James. I feel like Derwin James is his son, the way he talks about his coach. And that doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. And that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan, because everybody does it in a different way. Pete Carroll does it differently than either one of those guys. But there is something about the way that he connects with players. And his motivation never seems to get old. You never just hear it drown out over a period of time. It never stops. So, I don't know. Like, Harbaugh would be hard to pass up if you had the opportunity to get him as a coach.
I love that answer. I mean, people don't have to agree with it, but I think you laid it out pretty well. There seems to be a trend just in general. Like, we went to, got to have the offensive play caller be my head coach. And now I see a lot of these, like, CEO types where they don't necessarily call plays on either side of the ball. Obviously, Tomlin's been doing it like that for a long time, and so has John Harbaugh. Jim's that way. I think Sirianni's kind of that way, even though he slants more offensive. He doesn't call plays. You see Dan Campbell, he doesn't call plays one way or the other. Are you seeing the league kind of trend more toward just hiring the right guy as opposed to maniacally obsessing for that play caller head coach duality, you know, position?
Well, I mean, Andy Reid still does it,
That's true.
And so Andy does it. You know, Ben Johnson is calling all the plays. But, you know, you look at Washington, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is calling their offense. He's got, you know, so you're still seeing a split around the league about how to do it. You know, it's an interesting combination to see Chip with Pete, honestly. But, you know, because we all know that, you know, you got your fill of Chip out there in San Francisco. He's a different breed. But he is innovative when it comes to offensive football. And he does have an undying belief in how to do it. And so I saw him win 10 games in a row, 2 years in a row in Philadelphia with some scraps. Well, Shady McCoy led the league in rushing his first year in Philadelphia. So, you know, to see what they might do in with the Raiders is going to be really an interesting combination.
You can't say anything positive about Chip Kelly here on this show.
Yes,
sorry,
I know.
Baldy.
Yeah,
no, he's editor number one here.
Guys, I'm in Philly. You can't do it either. But it's interesting. It's interesting because one thing about Chip, he leaves his mark. Like, he brought Jeff Stoutland to Philadelphia. Like, he's still the offensive line coach. And he's still the best in the NFL. So, like, you can say whatever you want about Chip, but he does leave his mark wherever he goes.
Hear that, Shasky? He leaves his mark. Sorry. He's going to leave his mark in Vegas this year, potentially, with Ashton Gentry in that squad. Speaking of that game on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium, Jake Moody hitting those kicks, Baldy, towards the end to tie it and then to win it from 59 yards out. Does that do anything for you?
It does, because there was a lot of coaching that went into getting that ball back a couple of different times. There was like that ball, because of turnovers and whatnot and use of timeouts, there was like four possessions in the last couple of minutes. And they did get the ball back with about 26 seconds to go, and it got them in position. Where you try to duplicate that in practice, going, okay, if we make this field goal, there's no conditioning. If you make this field goal, we're eating steak tonight. I mean, you can do all the things you want to assimilate in practice to put them in a pressure situation. But there's only one pressure situation that's, you know, to go win a game. And he did. So, look, it was a disaster last year from the kicking to the special teams. You know, that all has to improve this year.
Baldy, I got two quick ones before we say goodbye to you today. The first one, we got fantasy this week, all right? And I think everybody likes finding those diamonds in the rough. But that's not what I'm asking you about. Because, like, Brock Purdy's a diamond in the rough. He came out of nowhere. Who's the guy whose film you watched at any point in the last 20 years, and you were convinced that guy stunk, and they went on to completely shut you up after that and ended up being not just good, but great?
Gosh. That's a hard question, Joe, because I'm trying to compress 20 years.
Cool. Let me give you an example while you think. Okay, like Eric Armstead, I thought Eric Armstead stunk. Okay, now I don't think he was great per se. He was a really, really, really good player. I didn't know what position he was. I thought he was undersized. He was too slow. I didn't know if he was inside, outside, 3-4, 4-3. I didn't know what to do with him. And then he had a monster year in 2019, and he ended up being a hell of a ball player.
I thought Geno Smith, Baldy. I thought he wasn't going to be good at all. And then he resurrected his career with Pete Carroll in Seattle, and now he's in Vegas. And I'm expecting a lot more out of him.
No, Joe, it's great that you bring him up, because I have heard stories. Now, Geno, look, when he came out of West Virginia, he was not ready for this. But he ended up, you know, he went to the Giants. And I'm close to a lot of the guys that are still in the front office, different positions with the Giants. And they tell stories about Geno. Like, this guy was not ready for the NFL from a professional standpoint. And I'm not going to say any stories on the air about him. But he found like some people find, you know, Jesus, some people find maturity, some people find like, oh, this is what it takes to be a professional. He found out what it became, you know, what it took. And so now he's got a good second act, and it's going pretty strong here. But I didn't think DK Metcalf was going to be a star. I thought he was just a big, fast guy that could run straight. I didn't see anything at Ole Miss that told me that he was going to be like this target monster, honestly. I remember Russell Wilson saying, you're wrong, Baldy. Like, this guy can run every route. Like, DK became a monster. And I wasn't sure when he came out of Ole Miss that he was going to be that guy.
I love that. DK's crazy, but he's a hell of a ball player. Baldy, I was watching over the weekend. My wife goes, oh, that's Baldy. I go, yeah, he's on the NFL Network, because I think it was the Giants. Somebody was playing, and you were in the halftime show. And she goes, isn't he a big concert guy? I go, no, he's one of the biggest concert guys. So when I think of the cross-section of I love live music and I love the NFL, there may not be anybody bigger than you to answer this question. Taylor Swift hinting at maybe being the Super Bowl halftime show? What does that do for a Brian Baldinger?
I honestly, if you played me 10 of her biggest hits right now, I wouldn't be able to recognize one. I don't know one of her songs. Not one. And I'm not against Taylor Swift. I knew she just blew up the internet with the Kelsey's and the whole podcast last week. But honestly, I just never had any interest in that kind of music. So I honestly, it could be Dua Lipa. It could be like, I just never found any interest in that music. But if you told me, Baldy, how about that day where you were at, you know, Rich Stadium in Buffalo, and Metallica was warming up for Guns N' Roses, I'll tell you all about it.
Brian Baldy, you're joining us.
Imagine Metallica warming up for Guns N' Roses back in 1992, and what Metallica became.
Because
we weren't, yeah, Like that was legendary.
I mean, Bay Area's own Metallica. We claim them diehards out here. And by the way, Baldy, real quick, while we got you here, we got something really cool going on in studio tomorrow. We got Catherine Breed, a Bay Area native in her own right, joining us in studio. And you might be like, who's Catherine Breed? Well, she's a marathon swimmer. And in 2026,
she is
planning on doing a 900-mile swim along the entire California coastline.
It's never been done.
Never been done. And we're interviewing in studio tomorrow. So I want to ask you, Baldy, outside of football, your greatest athletic achievement is what? And this is a guy, by the way, people, that swims with the Sharks out in Florida, all right?
Okay. All right. I got it. All right. So when I was in eighth grade, they built this brand new junior high school, Valley Middle School, across the street from our house. And it was like, you know, I mean, this was an epic, like, indoor swimming pool. You know, like, they just had all, like, it was amazing. So back then, like, I was into the Guinness Book of World Records, okay? Like, what are these records? Like, and just literally going record by. So at the time, they had a record for the longest basketball game ever played. And the conditions. So we set out to play the longest basketball game ever played. So here's how it went. You were allowed to have two separate groups of 5-on-5, okay? We set out to play 168 straight hours, which is 7 full days.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So we started out with 5-hour shifts. So you'd play for 5 hours, then you'd rest for 5 hours. But that, we changed it because it became way too long. So we checked with the Guinness, and we could change it to 3 hours on, 3 hours off. So I did that. But here's the problem. We didn't get the world record because two parents were concerned about their kids. Like by day four, going, this is like too harsh. The reality is too harsh. Now, I was having a blast. I was sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor. Like I was playing basketball. I was jumping off the diving board. Like I was just like a kid going, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. That was my greatest. I played 7 straight days of basketball at Valley Middle School in 1972. That's my greatest athletic achievement.
I love when I ask you the question, you go, well, in eighth grade, I was like, are you kidding me, Baldy? Eighth grade?
Yeah.
Could you imagine that stuff?
You played like Charles Oakley.
And I was so pissed at those two kids. Like, I don't know if I talk to one of them ever again because they blew their opportunity for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay, just really quickly, give me a 10-second breakdown. Were you the Charles Oakley of junior high? Like, what were you? Give me your skill set.
Xavier McDaniel.
No, I was a ping pong master. Ping pong was my favorite sport in eighth grade. Like, we had ping pong tables I played every morning before school. Like, I played in a state championship ping pong tournament. I had a T-shirt that said ping pong power on the back of it. I wore it every day. But basketball was my love. I could play basketball like all day, every day. But I was, you know, I'll never forget. We took a physical for eighth grade football, and I was the quarterback of our eighth grade team. I'll never forget. I was 5'4" and a half, 108 pounds in eighth grade. Yeah, I was like a little. I hadn't started to blossom yet, so I was not the Charles Oakley by any stretch.
You were the point guard.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I'm picturing Baldy like Forrest Gump when he's practicing all the ping pong by himself with ice cream and everything.
I still have a ping pong table to this day in my basement, my house in New Jersey.
I love it.
Hey, Baldy, great stuff,
man.
You're the
best,
brother. Appreciate it. We're up against it. We'll do it again next week, all right?
Yeah, you bet, man. Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.